So what happens is we have an incident or trauma that causes us pain or hurt. And that pain and hurt is the primary emotions of sadness, disappointment, shame, embarrassment, concern, and fear. And a lot of times we don't identify those feelings and then give ourselves the "Are you a cat?" that we need to do it. And because we don't want to feel those feelings, what we do is we distract ourselves from them by keeping busy as a way of avoiding having to feel those painful emotions. Or we'll be in another person's business as another way that we avoid having to feel those feelings. And when I'm in somebody else's business, it means where I'm thinking about what they're thinking or what they're doing or what they should do. And when I'm being in their business, then I'm not being in my business. Other people resort to addictions. And addictions don't have to be drugs and alcohol. It can be anything that we're doing to avoid feeling that pain and hurt. It can be work, cleaning, exercise, food, sleep, sex, TV. Anything to avoid that pain and hurt can be an addiction. Other people put up that emotional wall and try to numb out to it, that pain and hurt. But invariably what happens is we have the incident, it causes that pain and hurt, and then we turn those primary emotions to the secondary emotion of anger. And we direct that anger at others in the form of blaming. And it's a way of trying to have willpower over others, and we're being verbally, emotionally, or physically abusive. Or we take that pain and hurt and we turn it to anger and direct it at ourselves in the form of blaming, but still a way of trying to have willpower over others. Now, when I take something where I'm fearful of losing or not getting, and I turn it to anger and direct it at myself, that's what I do that causes me to be depressed. Depression is fear turned to anger that's directed at myself. Now, the reason we're taking those primary emotions and turning them to the secondary emotion of anger is because with that anger, whether it's at others or ourselves, what we're trying to do is to make somebody else give us that "Are you a cat?" in order to make our pain and hurt go away, instead of learning how to give ourselves that respect, understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust, the "Are you a cat?" When I give that "Are you a cat" to myself, it makes my pain go away. When I'm looking for it, even if somebody wanted to give it to me, it's not going to make my pain go away. I could have 10 people sitting in this room telling you that you're a lovable person. But if you don't believe that you're lovable, you're going to think that they're just 10 dumb people. By the same token, if you know that you're lovable and they're telling you that you're not, then you know in your own heart that they just don't know me, or else they wouldn't be saying that. Now, when I give that love to myself in the form of the "Are you a cat?", it's like me cooking a meal where I'm providing the meat and potatoes. I can live off of a meal of meat and potatoes. When I get "Are you a cat?" from other people, all they can give me is gravy. And when I provide the meat and potatoes and they give me the gravy, I've got a really tasty meal. But if I'm not cooking the meat and potatoes, if I'm not giving myself my own "Are you a cat?", and all I'm doing is looking for it from others, I can have all the gravy in the world, and it's not going to be nutritious enough for me, like when I give that "Are you a cat?" to myself. So getting love from other people is just like gravy. It's not going to be enough to sustain me. So if I want to be sustained in my life, I have to learn how to give myself that love, that meat and potatoes, and cook that meal. And then I can get gravy from others, and then it makes the meal really tasty. But I have to be the provider of that "Are you a cat?" because I can't live off of gravy.